Hello, this is Susan Smith-Nash, and you're listening to The Fringe Journal. Today, I just want to talk a little bit about reading autobiography and really sort of seeing what's going on between the lines. In this case, I'm thinking particularly of Emily Hahn, who wrote No Hurry to Get Home. There's a chapter that in one edition, it's pages 56 to 69. Anyway, she describes what it was like to be the first woman to be a mining engineering student at the University of Wisconsin. This totally fascinated me because I was a geology major and I got my degree in geology from the University of Oklahoma. And there really weren't too many women there. In fact, in one intro to field course, there was only one other woman. It was pretty interesting. But she talks about how she chose mining engineering instead because she really was just sort of responding to her family's insistence that she go to college. This was in 1924. She claims it was an accident. But I wonder if her choice is an accident. She claims that she really meant to study art, and she should have enrolled in letters and science, but somehow ended up in mining engineering. Well, after reading her autobiography, I have to say that I suspect that maybe there was a little bit of randomness there, but she loves a challenge, so I suspect it fascinated her. But she was barred from field trips. She couldn't go into mines, and she couldn't even be a part of a professional society. And I remember at the University of Oklahoma looking at photographs of women geologists, and there were, I guess, professions where women could teach science or be a librarian in a company library. So I guess there was some reason for people some people are probably intrinsically interested. However, here's the thing. At the University of Oklahoma, they had a women's field trip, women's camp. It was total gender apartheid. Now, I can understand that to a degree because it was really, you're out there and it's kind of, you're really exposed and you're intense and things, but these were women in long skirts. It was crazy. I saw them sitting around there was a photograph, and they're sitting, the Seven Sisters Overlook, and I remember being there. It's in the Arbuckle Mountains. Right where they're sitting, I remember thinking, wow, I almost stepped on a rattlesnake there. I remember it very clearly. It was very, very alarming. I was taking a step and looked down, and there was a rattlesnake slithering in front of me. I almost stepped on it. Well, Hahn describes what it's like to have been ostracized, outgrouped, and totally subjected to stereotyping when, and basically attacks on her character. And she prevailed somehow. She graduated in 1928. And in like a final triumph, she was voted into the engineering club. But to me, the chapter entitled BSC is a perfect illustration of what it means to be an outsider, but sort of a reluctant outsider, because she's not really choosing to be part of the out-group. She wasn't hazed. She wasn't anything like that. It was more a subtle or not so subtle experience of being blocked. This chapter deals with the behaviors of the in-group with respect to an out-grouped person, and it really explores the pain, defiance, resolve, and eventual self-overcoming required to succeed in such an environment. And, some of the behaviors of the in-group toward Han were cruel. I mean, they were sadistic. And one said, we could say, well, what's this about? Well, you know, maybe it's fear of change. It's a lot of things. But it's interesting, Han continued to be accidentally drawn to situations and places where she would be automatically outgrouped because of her gender, race, and nationality. So she, like, traveled alone to China, other areas of Asia and Africa, and she was a careful observer of the way that she reacts to people and situations and how people react to her. It's fascinating. Well, I just want to say that it's a worthwhile chapter. I think it's also worthwhile to go ahead and take a look at some supplemental websites and information. And if you're thinking about using this in a course, I even have some nice guiding questions that were provided by Elaine Bontempi. And I want to encourage you to read the entire book, No Hurry to Get Home. Worth every penny, every minute invested. Talk to you soon. This is Susan Smith Nash. You've been listening to the Fringe Journal.